The purpose is to draw attention to the extreme loss of mangroves that have happened over the time since 1980. We finished an assessment recently that shows that we have lost 20% of the world's mangroves in the last 25 years. At the global level, we've lost about 3.6 million hectares in the last 25 years, and close to 2 million hectares of those were lost in Asia. We've also had a loss of about 700,000 hectares in Central America and around 500,000 in Africa. The countries with the largest losses are Indonesia and Mexico over the last few years, but they're also among the five countries with the largest area of mangroves, so that's perhaps not surprising.
And what are the main causes?
There are many causes of losses of mangroves, but the primary cause is the competition for land. It's the need for land to grow food, to have fish and shrimp ponds, to increase the area of housing and infrastructure, and in some cases also for tourism development.
Is somehow the climate change impacting on the mangroves?
We haven't made any estimates of that yet, but we do know that with a rise in sea levels, mangroves will be adversely affected by climate change. On the other hand, they might be able to expand inland if the sea level rises. So there may be both positive and negative aspects related to climate change. Well, after the tsunami, there were a lot of studies undertaken on the roles that mangroves played, both in mitigating the effect of the tsunami and to what effect that they were actually damaged. And it showed that if you had a large and fairly intact area of mangroves, then that could help mitigate the adverse effects of the tsunami. But where the area was very narrow and had been degraded, probably the mangroves did more damage than good because the trees were felled by the tsunami and were pushed inland. FAO has been helping a number of countries in the region re-establish their mangrove areas after the tsunami as part of an integrated coastal area program, particularly in Indonesia, but also in Thailand, Sri Lanka, and the Maldives. And we continue to do so together with other organizations as part of the Mangroves for the Future project headed by IUCN.